Ramadan brings an uncertain future for Kenya. Trending research tells us Christianity's shrinking in America. What will turn it around? And who are the most vulnerable to poverty issues in Colombia? The answer might surprise you. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Ramadan begins tonight at midnight, and with it comes a chill of uncertainty in Kenya via Somalia. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"We've seen threats from Al-Shabaab against Kenya, specifically pointing to Ramadan, that Ramadan's coming. We're going to give the Kenyan non-believers a true taste of jihad during the Ramadan season."
Ramadan whips up frenzied religious fervor, which is why the persecution of Christians spikes during the month-long celebration.
Everywhere where radical Islam is on the march, the Christians and others know that Ramadan is a high-risk time. So I am sure that the security services in Kenya are taking this threat very seriously.
Al-Shabaab hasn't allied with ISIS yet, but that might be just a matter of time. Nettleton says the recent attacks singling out Christians at malls, churches, and schools.
"We want to pray for protection. We want to pray that God's hand would be over them, that they would not be victimized in these attacks. And then secondly, I think we want to pray that they'll have wisdom to know how to plant gospel seeds during this time."
For three ways you can pray about this situation, look for the prayer points at our web article. As ISIS is expanding its caliphate, refugees have been forced to flee to neighboring countries. But Lebanon's closing its doors to any newcomers and enforcing new policies on refugees already in the country. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission.
"They are beginning to charge $200 twice a year for allowing them to have the privilege to legally stay in Lebanon."
Many refugees can't afford the permit, and there's less aid being given, but the need is greater than ever.
"We have 16 different indigenous mission groups that are in those countries, and they're reaching out in the name of Christ, and it's a great opportunity for Christians to be able to help them."
You can help Christian Aid provide food and clothing by going to our website. Every dollar makes a difference. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pew and Barna agree. Christianity in the U.S. is on a downward slide. Biblica CEO Carl Mueller says,
"Christianity in general is declining precipitously in this country. That is significant. Let's not kid ourselves. Mainline denominations, Catholics, and others are experiencing precipitous declines in their membership. I think we can trace that directly and linearly to the amount of biblical absorption going on in these different groups."
Evangelicals are holding steady. Glass half full or half empty?
"Here's the bottom line. It is still in decline. At best, evangelicals are identified as a group that can hold its line, but even still, we're not growing."
The solution? Meeting Christ and introducing others to him, says Mueller. Biblica has a few ways to help you do that at our website.
"People who have never had any Christian experience can pick up the Bible and meet God there in a way that's transformational."
And again, we've got one more reminder for you. It's the beginning of the month of Ramadan for the Muslim world. Over the next 30 days, over 1 billion people will be abstaining from food, drink, and worldly pleasure from dawn to dusk in devotion to Allah. Operation Mobilization is asking you to pray that the truth of God would be revealed during this time and that Muslims would continue to come to Christ. There are dozens of prayer guides to help you pray for specific needs throughout the Middle East and North Africa. You find the link to OM's guide at our website. And poverty, lack of quality education, and human trafficking are just a few of the many issues prevalent in Colombia. Children are the most vulnerable. But through the assistance of Open Doors USA's Children's Center, many have found hope. The center provides a stable home for children of church leaders who are often targeted because of their faith. Pray for safety for these kids and their parents. Read our web story to see how you can make a difference at that children's center. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick's a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.